USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
A bipartisan infrastructure plan from 21 senators that's about a quarter of what President Joe Biden initially proposed is gaining support in the U.S. Senate, and the president has said he will have a response as soon as Monday.
One of the concerns that I do have about the bipartisan bill is how they are going to pay for their proposals, and they're not clear yet. I don't know that they even know yet, but some of the speculation is raising a gas tax, a fee on electric vehicles, privatization of infrastructure. Those are proposals that I would not support.
Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont on NBC's Meet the Press. A shooting near a Juneteenth celebration in the California Bay Area left one person dead and several others wounded. Oakland Police Lieutenant William Feeble said two suspects were seen running away from the scene.
It ultimately led to two suspects being taken into custody with firearms.
Six people in their mid-teens to late 20s were shot, including a 22-year-old man who was killed. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
With historically low turnout, Iran has elected a new hardline president.
An ultra-conservative candidate has won Iran's presidential election. Hardliner Ibrahim Raisi had won with just over 60% of the votes in an election marred by an historically low turnout. Raisi is the Chief Justice of Iran and is personally under sanctions from the U.S. He's accused of taking part in the mass execution of political prisoners in the 1980s. Raisi will take office, which is the second highest position in the government, in early August. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
There's concern that election could further complicate a possible return to a nuclear agreement. Talks continuing today in Vienna between Iran and global powers to negotiate an agreement to contain Iran's nuclear development. The U.S. is not at the table after the Trump administration unilaterally pulled the country out of the deal in 2018. It's the first official meeting since Iran's president won in a landslide. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
A man wanted for 3 killings in Oregon has been arrested more than 2,000 miles away in Wisconsin. Owen Nicholson is suspected of killing his father and shooting 2 people at a casino campground and a marijuana dispensary. Colorado's governor has signed several gun control bills into law, including one that allows cities and municipalities in the state to set their own gun regulations. Previous state law prohibited local governments from doing so. The new law now gives municipalities more jurisdiction in setting their own laws, but they can't be more lenient than Colorado state law. A second bill requires the state to carry out public awareness campaigns, and a third measure prohibits gun dealers from transferring guns to an individual who has not undergone a background check or has been convicted of misdemeanors.
Healthier communities depend on the safety of firearms and reducing the threat and impact of gun violence on all of us.
The flurry of legislative action in Colorado comes after 10 people were shot and killed at a supermarket in Boulder in March, and a week later another mass shooting left 6 people dead in Colorado Springs. Georgia's Secretary of State is set to remove some 100,000 names from voter rolls. The names are being removed because of a change of address form submitted to the U.S. Postal Service, election mail bouncing back, or having no contact with elections officials for at least 5 years. Brad Raffensperger said in a statement, "Making sure Georgia's voter rolls are up to date is key to ensuring the integrity of our elections. Voters will be able to block their removal if they provide the required information. Those who are removed can re-register." For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.